The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6423. Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Chai. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to a man who's active in community affairs. Vireinu Arye Leib Sheyichya. So the Rebbe says, I found out from the newspapers that your honor has reached the Yovel of 70 years old, the jubilee of turning 70, and behold, I'm sending you my blessing, that may the blessed Hashem prolong your days and your years with good and pleasantness, and that you should utilize your talents, that you were graced from the supreme divine, and also utilize their influence fully, fitting to the slogan that Oiraiso v'Yisrael v'kuchabricha kulochad, that the Torah and the Jewish people and Hashem are really one. Which means bringing people closer, and not only in views alone, but also bringing it down in day-to-day life. He was involved with a lot of different... He was a writer, he was a Poel HaMizrahi, he was a Macher. So the Rebbe is telling him that... should bring together the slogan of Torah and Yidden and Hashem are one, so not just in philosophically, not just in ideas, but to draw this down in day-to-day life. And the Rebbe says, just like everyone agrees that the Creator, He's the true entity, an absolute, and there is no compromise about Hashem's existence. So, in that case, either you believe that it's only Him, and besides Him, there is nothing else, with complete faith, or if the belief is not complete, it's not this at all. So the same thing is with regards to Torah. Meaning, when we talk about Torah, there's no compromise. Just like there's no compromise about Hashem. It all goes together, the Torah with Hashem. Hashem, you can't believe in Hashem partially. It's either you believe whole, fully, or it's something totally different. It's not the belief, you know. I mean, unfortunately, other religions believe in Hashem too, but they mix in other things. That's a totally different thing. Same thing is as far as Torah. There's no compromise in Torah. And the same thing is as it applies to the Jewish people. Even though it is very, very well known, the saying of our sages of blessed memory, Yisrael afal pi shechoto Yisrael hu. A Jew, even though he has sinned, still is Jewish. But that doesn't mean that a sin doesn't matter, is nothing. And that the Hashem compromises and just foregoes. But you need to do teshuvah and return and you'll be healed. So while everybody remains Jewish no matter what, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't matter what you do, you can do whatever you want. No. Hashem doesn't compromise on it, but Hashem wants everybody to do tshuva, and when they return, it'll be healed. So, the Rebbe says, since from the age of 70 and on, your honor is entering the years of called Gevura, the verse says, V'im b'gevura shmonim shana, that if you have strength, you reach up to 80. So, finishing 70, you're entering the level of gevura, the level of strength. So the Rebbe prays Yirotzin, maybe the wills, that you should be like a fountain that is strengthening to wage the war of our Torah, which gives strength and fortitude without fear, because there was a lot of, he was standing strong for Yiddishkeit. There's nothing that stays in the way of the will, as the Rebbe usually says, with honor and with blessing. So here it looks like the Rebbe was reaching out to him on his own. The Rebbe says, I saw from the newspapers. The Rebbe had written to him earlier in letter number 865, but the Rebbe writes to him that he should continue and from strength to strength, fighting the war of Torah, and Torah gives strength. He's reaching the age of strength that to change and to do things in a strong way. And the Rebbe says, without compromises, and the Rebbe says to keep on utilizing your talents and your influence in a way that Torah and the Jewish people and Hashem, which means there's no compromise. We got to say the truth. Hashem, there's no compromise. There's no compromise in the Torah, and there's no compromise in the Jewish people. And the Rebbe wishes him a long life and continued strength in the work that he was doing.